think most of you know me here, but for those of you who don't know me, I'm Tara, one of the lay leaders in our parish. Have you ever used the phrase either and? So rather than either or, the phrase either and captures the idea that more than one thing might be true or relevant at any one time. Let me give you an example. Someone might feel both fearful about going on holiday during the coronavirus pandemic and also very excited, either and. In psychotherapy, which is my professional background, one way of understanding this is called polarities, that we have a spectrum of responses and feelings, and sometimes we only notice one end of those responses, say anger, for example, when we might also be feeling very sad and very lonely. If we can get in touch with our anger and our sadness and our loneliness, we are working with either and. So my focus this morning is looking at the feeding of the 5,000. And I'm going to draw on that idea of either and to help us think about what we might be able to see in that story. So let's start by giving a context in a nutshell. The three passages that you've heard readings from this morning talk about the centrality of Israel. All three passages tell us about Israel's special relationship with God. In Matthew's Gospel, for example, the feeding of the 5,000 echoes other feeding miracles in Israel's history, moments when God broke through to feed his people. The provision of manna in the desert in Exodus 16, for example. And this special relationship is now opened up for all of us if we accept the invitation to believe in him. We can join in with a shared cultural heritage and an assured future with God in heaven. The second bit of context I want to mention is the centrality of Jesus. The story of the feeding of the 5,000 is sandwiched between what at first glance are two unconnected other events. These are the beheading of John the Baptist just before the feeding of the 5,000 story, and followed by Jesus walking on the water. In these three accounts, Matthew is pointing towards Jesus, the promised Messiah, a leader who might be perceived as a threat to Herod, who uses power to meet people's needs by feeding them, and who grows his disciples' understanding about who he is through walking on water. So let's now hone in on the story and think about three either and moments. First one, Jesus withdrew to be by himself, it tells us at the beginning of that passage. And he had compassion for the crowd that followed him. So Jesus attempts to retreat to a deserted place all by himself. What happens next? The crowds follow. Far from having time to pray and reflect on what has just happened to John, to have some space, he's met by crowds, eager to listen to him. Verse 14 tells us Jesus had compassion on them and healed their sick. My first thought is, you have got to be kidding. He needed time alone, and not only has he not got it, much more is even expected of him. The crowds are waiting for him, all eyes on him. I'm thinking compassion fatigue. But Jesus felt compassionate. He felt the need of the people eager to be near him. He could look back at the political volatility and the danger of Herod, but he could also look forward to the fruition of God's plan, to the sorrow and ultimate victory of the cross. Jesus wanted to withdraw from the crowds, and he had had compassion for them, either and. A second either and moment. The disciples found it hard to see how the crowd could listen to Jesus and eat food in a deserted place. It's either or, isn't it? Listen to Jesus all day and into the evening, or leave to find food. The disciples go up to Jesus, and perhaps they're feeling care and concern for Jesus, for the crowds. And they say, "This is a deserted place. The hour is now late. Send the crowd away so they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Now you might expect Jesus to say, "Good point. I've been so busy, I haven't thought about it. Yes, I'll do that." Instead, he says, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." What? Jesus turns the practicalities on their head. What looked like a caring move by the disciples about the people needing food is heard by Jesus and met with something beyond their comprehension. There is another way of seeing this, and that's through the lens of the miraculous power of God. Jesus shows the disciples there is another way, his way. The disciples will feed the people. The people can listen to Jesus and be fed. They don't understand it, but the answer is either and. So what happens next? Here's a third either and moment. There's not enough food, and there is plenty of food. It's the either and miracle. Here, either and is revealing the miraculous power of Jesus. The disciples say, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. They can't yet see how this is going to happen. The phrase, "nothing here but," sounds dumbfounded. Yet once Jesus blesses the food and gives it to the disciples to distribute, there's more than enough. Everyone is full. There are 12 baskets of food left over. There was not enough food, and there was plenty of food. The either and miracle. So in these 3 either and moments, withdrawal and compassion, listen to Jesus and eat, not enough food and plenty of food, Jesus shows us that as we draw near to him, the world as we understand it doesn't stay the same. There is an eternal viewpoint to our everyday actions. We begin to get a glimpse of it in the either and moments in the story. We see and experience the compassion of God. We see and experience the power of God. And we see and experience people who are drawn to Jesus. So what does this mean for us in our parish? Can we refocus on Jesus this week? Can we draw near to him through prayer, through reading God's words to us in the Bible? And as we do that, can we reflect on what might be an either and moment here for us? What might Jesus be saying to us, showing each of us about his eternal viewpoint? Can we show either and compassion to someone? Take the eternal perspective. Or see an opportunity we might not have noticed, or might have decided not to notice. Let's just pray for a moment to finish. Dear Lord Jesus, help us. us to draw near to you.